Connecticut shell fishermen are protesting changes to the leases they're required to sign with the state. WSHU's Craig Lamult reports the shell fishermen say those changes could cause them to lose their livelihoods.
Commercial shellfish companies have to lease beds on the bottom of Long Island Sound from the state in order to grow and harvest their catch. The new version of that lease contract says if a company doesn't pay its lease fee within 10 days, they lose the right to fish the bed. Jimmy Salcy of Nutmeg Shellfish says it didn't used to be that way.
If you couldn't afford to pay the lease, which happens a lot with fisheries, especially in the wintertime, when you can't even get out, I was iced in for 6 weeks this past winter. They understood that years ago, the old-timers, and you had 60 days to pay a lease.
The shell fishermen usually lease multiple beds, and they say the new contract means they could lose all of their leases if they fail to follow any one of a number of basic regulations. Ed Stillwagon of Atlantic Clam Farms, which operates off Greenwich and East Haven, says he was getting ready to retire and sell his business.
And the big consequence for me is that I had this buyer. He saw the new lease language and backed out.
David Carey, the director of the state's Bureau of Aquaculture, says accusations from the shell fishermen that the state is trying to take leases away from them are not true.
What we want to make sure is that other shell fishermen aren't competing against those that don't pay their leases, and that the resource, that is the public resource out there, isn't lost.
Carey says the previous lease hadn't changed much since 1915 and was in need of modernizing. The shell fishermen are appealing to Governor Daniel Malloy to step in and return the industry to those older leases. Craig Lamult, WSHU News.